the Boss Man Show here with Curtis Morley, author of The Entrepreneur's Paradox out of Utah. He has a great book. It's coming out 2021. You can get it. We'll talk about his book right now. Curtis, happy holidays to you and your family. How are you doing today, man?
Hey, doing so great. Yeah, thanks. We're in full bloom. We're full Christmas tilt roll over here. We've got lots of snow and it's got a lot of fun going on.
Now, Curtis, I know you're in Utah, but you was out of Utah yesterday where they signed Rudy Gobert to a big deal, man. So how happy about your Jazz, man? Got Mr. Mitchell back, Clarkson back, and Quinn Snyder, those guys are looking good going forward, man.
Oh, I'm so excited about it. Yeah, $205 million for 5 years for Rudy Gobert. Right there.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Rudy Gobert, the third richest contract ever in the NBA for Rudy Gobert and the Utah Jazz, man. That's big time for you guys.
Yeah, it's exciting. Gives us some hope for a championship someday. So
yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Curtis, tell us about your book, Entrepreneur's Paradox. What inspired you to write this book, man, to help entrepreneurs come over these pitfalls and these things that come on their head when they're trying to get their business going up from the ground up and giving them that push to keep on going and overcoming their fears?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. So one of the big things is I've been an entrepreneur almost my entire professional career, so my whole life. And as I went through my career, I fell in every one of these pits. Every pitfall that I could, I just dove right in. I mean, head first. I made every single one of the mistakes that you can possibly make in entrepreneurship and, you know, starting multiple companies. And from the outside, you would have thought, like, just taking a glance from the outside, you'd have thought, oh man, that Curtis Morley, he's got things going. You know, he's winning awards, Entrepreneur of the Year, and 40 under 40 and all these things. But on the inside, what was really happening was, even though I was getting all those awards and everything else, the truth was is that I really had no clue what I was doing. And I was making every possible mistake that you can make in building a business. And so when I was finally able, after several companies, it wasn't just one, it was after multiple companies, I started to think about, you know, is there a better way? Is there a better way to do this? And can I be an influence and can I help impact other entrepreneurs that are getting started so they don't have to make the same mistakes that I made? And that's really where the book came from, was my desire to help others to really just do it in a way that is so much less pain, so much less struggle, so much more happy. Most just definitely. Enjoy it.
Now, Curtis, you climbed Mount Kilimanjaro this February, right before all the pandemic broke out. So how do you equate climbing Mount Kilimanjaro to how you climb the mountain to become an entrepreneur and be successful at your business and attaining your goals, not be fearful of those goals?
Yeah, that's such a great question, because I actually wrote most of the book before I climbed Kilimanjaro. That was in February this year, right before the pandemic. So as I was writing the book, The Entrepreneur's Paradox, I had it almost all the way done, headed down to Tanzania in Africa and climbed the big mountain. It's the tallest freestanding mountain in the world. And it's the largest mountain on Africa. It's one of the seven peaks. And I climbed the mountain. And when I came back, I rewrote the entire book. It was so amazing how the parallels of climbing the mountain are right in line with building a business and how important it is to follow the same principles as we're climbing our own personal mountain to success. And so, yeah, that's kind of the impetus of how the book came about is really diving into that journey of making my way up the mountain. And the journey for most entrepreneurs, and like I said before, the paradox is what I realized that most people were trapped in. They were trapped in this paradox. And if you look at the cover of the book of The Entrepreneur's Paradox, you'll see a Penrose triangle, which is an optical illusion. You can actually never make it to the top of the triangle because you just keep going around and around. And that's like business. You know, a lot of us will take a little vacation from normal life. So here's everyday life over here, you know, our daily job, and we go to work and we meet our boss and, you know, we do what we do. And every now and then we'll take a little vacation over to Entrepreneur's Island, and we'll dip our toes in the water and we'll be like, man, this is kind of fun. Yeah, I could do this. And every now and then we go, actually, you know what? Maybe I actually do want to jump off the normal world and go over to Entrepreneur's Island. And so some of the crazy ones, we make that leap into being our own boss. And we, at first, it seems like, man, this is the life. We're sitting on the beach, we're catching fish, we're, you know, harvesting coconuts, building sandcastles, we're having the greatest time. And then all of a sudden, out from behind the bushes, you know, behind the jungle behind us, we get an alligator that crawls out of the bushes and starts coming for us. And we're like, holy cow, I didn't expect this. This is not what I signed up for.
And
those alligators come in the means of, you know, hiring employees, payroll, accounting, legal, all of these things that we didn't expect. We thought we were going to be building sandcastles and pulling in some awesome fish from the ocean and making this amazing product or service. What we didn't realize is that these alligators kept attacking it every single day, day after day. Instead of the fun, exciting beach that we thought we were on, now we wake up and we wrestle alligators every single day. And I've got a saying that it's hard to remember to drain the swamp when you're eye to eye with the alligator. When the alligator is right there looking you in the face.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
you've gotta get that alligator wrestled. And so that's the paradox, is that most people, they're really, really good at something. I mean, they're amazing at something, sometimes the best in the world. And because of that, they get feedback from friends and family and business associates and say, man, you are so good at this. You need to start a business. You need to move to the island full time. And that's the paradox, is that they are the experts. They're the best in the world at something. And in order for their business to succeed, they have to stop being the best. They have to stop building the product and start building the business and figure out the way to drain the swamp so that their business can really succeed.
Yes, indeed, Curtis. I can speak to that myself because, you know, being a radio host, I have to also, booking the shows, I have to sell the show for its advertising, getting it on stations, you know, build relationships out in the field with PR people, you know, with different coaches and players. So the hosting part is easy.
Yeah.
The hard part is all the behind the scenes that you don't see, which makes the show good and the content that people see every weekend on the show here.
Yeah, that is a perfect example. That is absolutely a perfect example because, you know, that's what you're good at. You're amazing at being the host and you're amazing at engaging people and helping them, you know, pull those answers out of themselves and making it a really fun, engaging time on the show. That's the beach. But then you've got all the alligators, you've got the bookings, you've got the scheduling, you've got the follow-up, you've got all of these alligators, and it's difficult to be able to wrestle the alligators and still have the fun. But here's the beauty. Once you figure out that it's time to drain the swamp and you actually drain the swamp, the alligators leave by themselves because there's no more swamp. And so it's figuring out that process. And then once that happens, at least on my experience with all of the entrepreneurs that I've dealt with, once they're able to break free from the paradox, once they're able to drain the swamp, then they take a look up and they see, hey, have those mountains been behind me this whole time? Because I've been so busy wrestling these alligators, I haven't even seen these mountains. And most of the time, entrepreneurs don't even realize their own potential. They're so busy in the day-to-day, wrestling alligators, trying to figure out, how am I gonna make, you know, next payroll? And, you know, those type of things, that they haven't even had time to look up and see the mountain and say, hey, I can actually achieve great heights here. If I just break free from that paradox, now it's time to start climbing. Now it's time to start making my way up the mountain. And the majority of the book talks about the journey up that mountain once you break free from the paradox.
And Curtis, about that journey, a lot of times in the entrepreneurial world, entrepreneur island, you have some rough days. You have to overcome those rough days, because I'll be in the beginning, it's a lot of rough days before you get to those good days of paradise, where you can enjoy the martini on the beach that day, because those hard days give you that foundation, that callus to be successful down the road, when you can overcome the alligators and all those pitfalls in the paradise we have to avoid, because if we let those overcome us and overwhelm us, it can take us off the island and quickly get us back into that 9-to-5 punch the clock mode that we'll try to escape from.
Yeah, exactly. And in my case, when I started my first company, it was a full service media agency. And I, you know, just like you, I was really good at it. And there was even an international certification, tens of thousands of people took it, and I ended up being number 2 in the world. And, you know, and of course, why wouldn't I start a business? If I'm the best in the world at this, well, for sure, I'm going to start a business, right?
Most definitely.
And building business has nothing to do with the fact that I was the best in the world at interactive media. Nothing. And that's the paradox, is that I had to break free. I had to actually reboot and transform my identity, because it felt good for people to say, oh, wow, you are so amazing at this. Why don't you keep doing this? This is awesome. And, you know, and everybody didn't just want my company to build the product. They actually wanted me, the person, to build the product. And I've only got 24 hours in a day. You've got 24 hours in a day. Elon Musk has 24 hours in a day.
Yes.
And it's a matter of where we put those 24 hours. Elon Musk is taking people to Mars, literally. He's getting people to Mars. That's how he's spending his 24 hours. And we get to choose. Are we going to spend those 24 hours on wrestling alligators? Are we going to spend the 24 hours on climbing the mountain? Are we going to make something great of our company, of ourselves, of our employees, all of those things?
And Curtis, how do you talk to a young entrepreneur who has an idea, but has been told by outside forces, alligators, that you can't do it, maybe not the most wise idea in the world? How do you get that person to overcome that fear and is needing the acceptance of others and pursue their idea no matter what the outside world says to them or has to think about their idea?
Let me run this concept by you. Tell me what you think. Forbes and Bloomberg actually both did an article that looked at the projected number of millionaires in the United States. And what they found was that based on their estimates, that 1,700 new millionaires would be made every day. Not month, not year, every day in the United States, 1,700 new millionaires would be made. And you know, you think about that number, it's like, it's mind blowing that there's that many. Well, why not be one of them?
Most why definitely. Not?
If somebody's going to do it, why not you? If somebody's going to do it, why not be that somebody? Why not be the one that is going to be part of the 1,700 tomorrow? You know, it's absolutely possible. And if you look at the history of business, if you look at the history, you know, going back 100 years, on the S&P 500, so the Standard & Poor's index, if you look at that index, you look at the time that companies have been on that index, if you go back years and years, 1935, the average lifespan of a company was 100 years. Well, you look at it today, you look at that same index today, the average lifespan of a company, guess what it is? Like, just take a wild stab in the dark. It's mind-blowing.
10 years, 20 years?
18 years. 18
wow.
years. And what that means is that that you don't have to have a Warren Buffett. You don't have to have some crazy mentor that only you get to figure out business. The processes and the principles, because business is accelerating, because there's so much knowledge out there, all of that is accessible to anyone.
Yes.
Anybody can start a It doesn't take a Warren Buffett. It doesn't take a Bill Gates. It takes going on the internet and doing some Google searches.
Yes, correct.
The principles are there. And that's what I'm trying to help in my book, The Entrepreneur's Paradox, is to get people to realize, hey, not only is this possible, but this is probable.
Oh,
this is something I can do. this is something that makes sense. And you look at, you know, all of the pieces, there's really two parts to a business. There's the business side of the business, and then there's the entrepreneur. And those two pieces together create success. And if you neglect one or the other, then it doesn't work. And you look at the statistics, you know, it says in a year, 30% of businesses will be defunct. They'll be out of business, right? And then 50% in 3 years and 70% in 5 years. You know what? I actually don't believe that. And here's why. I don't believe businesses fail. I believe entrepreneurs quit.
Yes. I agree with you, Curtis, because I tell you, I can give you my personal story. This idea for this show was 2010. The first show aired 2012. I was told for years, man, quit. You're just wasting your time. But look here, 2020, I'm still here. I wasn't wasting my time. Those dark days, those late night shows, man, those third shift shows, it paid off into something greater today, man. So I am like the case study of your book, to where if you stick to it, I didn't quit. The shows here today still going strong. We'll be strong going in 2021 as is in 2020 right now.
Yeah, I love it. I love your story. That's exactly it. And there's so many times where you just want to. I mean, it's so hard. I totally get it. I understand where you've been, and I've been there myself. And if you look at the start of my book, The Entrepreneur's Paradox, there's a story about a friend of mine. We were actually in Chicago eating some Giordano's pizza, the big stuff, you know, the thick crust.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yes, it is. I love that stuff up there, man. I love it.
Yeah. And we were sitting there talking, and we were talking about, you know, he started his own business. I was starting my own business. We were just these young kids, 26-year-olds, you know, doing business. And we're like, why doesn't everybody start a business? Or, you know, why is everybody afraid of this? And he said, you know what? I'm going to tell you a secret about me. I'm actually too dumb to do it the normal way. I've got to figure out a better, faster way.
Yes. Yes.
And we both laughed and we both had a chuckle, but there was so much truth in that there is a better, faster way. And it doesn't take all the pain and it doesn't take the loneliness. You know, you hear a lot of times, oh, it's lonely at the top. It doesn't have to be. That's a choice. And in the book, The Entrepreneur's Paradox, it talks about, you know, why you don't have to be lonely at the top and what are things you can do that you can, you know, you can get a mentor network, a coaching network, a peer network. You can have people help you, employees, and figuring out the formula and the process for that, because it's not this enigma anymore. It's not this, you know, only Warren Buffett can do this type thing. It's the formulas are there. The principles are there. All you got to do is tap into that. And that's really what my mission is to help entrepreneurs tap into that.
And Curtis, explain for our listeners here, difference between a mentor, difference between a coach, because they're two different things. So can you explain for our listeners here a difference between a mentor and a coach?
Yeah. Great clarification. So the mentor is someone that, so in my case, I've had some amazing mentors. They're people that have gone before. They've already climbed their mountain. They've been to the top. They have seen the success that I want to see. And so those are people that I'll take to lunch and say, hey, can I take you to lunch and pick your brain on something? Can I, you know, get your experience, et cetera? A coach is someone that you actively pay. So you say, you know what, I want somebody to hold me accountable. I want to be able to set firm goals. I want to be able to achieve those. So the mentor is typically a personal friend, somebody you look up to, somebody that's willing to go to lunch with you, you know? Whereas a coach is somebody that will be actually actively involved in your business, that will be there to help you stay accountable, that will drive you to goals, that is typically a paid position and will really help you accelerate your business. And it's startling because that's one of the things that, if you look at the statistics, businesses, entrepreneurs that get a coach succeed wildly, so much more than businesses without.
Most definitely. And Curtis, also talk about this, man, for his with dreams. Like, you got to be able to dream and also be able to attack your dream. You can't let your dream just float. Go forward. Do not allow yourself just to have an idea or a dream. Attack it, because actually the material's out there. Just about getting tapped in, getting plugged in. If you find a mentor and or a coach, it will lead you up the mountain to success that you want to achieve on Entrepreneur Island there.
Yeah, that's so key. That's so key. And if you look at the analogy between Kilimanjaro and business, you can't actually climb Kilimanjaro without a guide. The government will not allow you to climb Kilimanjaro without a guide, because you know it's rare, but people do die on Kilimanjaro. You know that happens, and so it's critical that you have that guide. And in that, you know, how that relates to business is that guide is a mentor or coach, and it really accelerates things. It turns the needle up. Like it's amazing. And that's one of my personal favorite things to do is to coach businesses, because I get to see what happens when they actually, for the first time, they see the mountain and they're like, wait a minute, I don't have to be wrestling alligators all day long.
Yes.
I can actually climb this mountain and help them understand their goals. And just like you said, the goal is critical, because a goal that's not written down is just a wish. It's just a dream.
You got that right.
And when you get it written down, when you get it so that it's clear and not just ambiguous, because oftentimes I'll go in and I'll talk to entrepreneurs and I'll say, tell me about what you hope to achieve. What are you trying to get to? And they'll say, well, I want to have the greatest business in the world. And I'll say, great, but that's not a goal. That's not something solid, concrete, with a date, with a dollar value, with an event. And so in my book, The Entrepreneur's Paradox, that's one of the very first chapters, is one of the pitfalls is climbing the mountain without a map. And so if you don't have a map, just like C.S. Lewis said, you know, when Alice in Wonderland, where the Cheshire Cat is talking to Alice and she said, which path should I take? And he says, well, if you don't know where you're going, then any road will do.
Yes.
And it's true. We just wander. We just go back and forth. And hey, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try this. But having a very concrete goal with some very specific pieces to it. So a date where something is going to happen, whether it's an equity event, whether you're going to, you know, sell the business, whether you're going to buy another business, whether you're going to, you know, have X amount of dollars in your bank account, whatever that is, but having a very specific month. So saying by October of 2030, I'm going to sell my company for $31 million at a 3x valuation. And it's going to have, and because of that, I'm going to have financial independence for myself and my family. And I'm going to start a foundation that helps, helps disabled children get into sports, or, you know, whatever that is. But can you see how that goal is very different from I'm going to have the biggest business in the world, or I'm going to have the best, coolest?
It's very concrete, and you have some you're shooting towards. You have a target, not just an idea or a wish. It's a clear, targeted thing right there. Hey, buy this, I'm going to sell it and donate the money to the Disabled Children's Foundation. Perfect example of a targeted metric and a targeted goal.
Yeah, and it's amazing what happens. And I've seen it happen over and over and over again. When an entrepreneur actually puts that on paper and has the date and has the dollar value and has the, you know, the event and all of those things, it's like the universe conspires to be on their side. And it says, all right, you gave me your goal. I'm going to help you out. And all of a sudden, the path becomes so clear. And just like climbing Kilimanjaro, you know, if we didn't know what our goal was, we could have picked any path and just wandered around the mountain, and who knew if we'd ever make it to the top. But when we know exactly where we're going and what we're doing and by when, not just that we want to get there, but by when, then we knew exactly which route to take. We knew where we had to camp. We knew, and that's the same with business. You know, all of a sudden your brain starts processing differently. Your brain starts saying, oh, I'm going to sell my business for $30 million in 10 years from now. Okay, what do I have to do to make that happen? Whereas if without the goal, you're just like, it doesn't matter. It's just, yeah, wake up, wrestle some alligators, go back to bed, you know?
Yes.
And so it's so critical. I'm so glad you brought that up.
That's one, Curtis. Can you tell our listeners here where they can get your book in 2021, how they can follow you and if all your work, so all the things you can get you for coaching, how can they get in contact with you, Curtis, and get your book, man?
Yeah. So it's on pre-order right now, amazon.com. Do a search for Curtis Morley or Entrepreneur's Paradox. You can also go to www.entrepreneursparadox.com and get the book there. As well, you can sign up for coaching or some of the ideas around the how to build your business. So,
Curtis, thank you for your time today, buddy. This has been fun. I wish we could go a little longer, but I don't want to take too much of your time, buddy. But thank you for your time. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Talk to you real soon, brother. And I love the book you have, man. Great job with that book, man.
Merry Christmas to you, too. And, yeah, it sounds like we need to talk about your business. Let's get that elevated.
Yes, indeed. Hey, most definitely, we'll definitely get that set up, brother. Thank you so much, man.
Awesome.
Have a good one. See you, man.
See ya.